My best friend moved away. I asked God to bring him back, and he will answer my prayer, won't he?
God always answers your prayers, but sometimes his answer isn't the one that you want. It's a great day here at Keys for Kids, and my name is Zach. Thanks for joining me. Prayer is a conversation with God, not some kind of magical formula for getting what you want. God always answers you, but sometimes he says yes, and sometimes he says no, and sometimes he says not right now. Remember, God knows what's best for you because he knows everything. The Apostle Paul wrote about this in his letter to the Christians in Rome. Listen to Romans 8:28. He said, "We know that all things work together for good to those who love God." And now let's listen to our story. It's called The Best Answer. It hadn't been a good week for Isaiah. Nothing seemed to be fun anymore since his best friend Thomas moved away. "Please, dear God," Isaiah prayed every night, "let Thomas come back and live here again." "I know you miss Thomas very much," Dad said one afternoon as he and Isaiah washed the car, "but I don't think his family is going to move back here."
"Yes, they will. I asked God to bring them back and he'll answer my prayer, won't he?"
"Well, yes." Dad frowned a little and scratched his head. "Oh, I forgot to tell you. Mom's fixing stuffed green peppers to go with dinner tonight. She wanted to know if you'd eat some." Isaiah wrinkled his nose. "No, thanks. I don't like stuffed green peppers."
"I'll let her know," said Dad as he headed to the house.
He came out a few minutes later. "Isaiah, Mom is fixing stuffed green peppers for dinner. Should I tell her you'll eat some?" Isaiah stood up from the wheel he'd been cleaning.
"You already asked me about that, Dad, and I already said no. Don't you remember?"
Dad laughed. "Yes, as a matter of fact, I do. Your answer was no surprise, by the way. It just wasn't what your mom was hoping to hear. She really likes those stuffed peppers. She wants you to like them too, but your answer is still no. It's like that with God. He will always listen to our prayers, and he will always answer, but sometimes the answer is no. We need to remember that he cares about us, that he loves us so much Jesus died for us, and trust him to do what's best. Isaiah put down his sponge. "Why wouldn't God let Thomas come back here? It would make me a lot happier." "But it might not be best for Thomas's family. His father was very sick, you know, and the doctor said a warmer climate would be better for him. Instead of praying that Thomas will come back, maybe you could ask God to help his family adjust to their new home. This move might be harder for them than for you." Slowly, Isaiah nodded. "Okay, and after I pray for Thomas and his family, I'll ask God to help me find a new friend here, too." Well, how about you? Do you think God should answer all your prayers exactly the way you want? If things don't go your way, do you think God doesn't care? Well, that's not true. He does care, and he knows what's best for you and all his children. So even when God's answer to your prayer is no, trust him and remember that his way is best. Once again, our key verse from Romans chapter 8, verse 28.
We know that all things work together for the good of those who love God.
And our key thought for today, accept God's answers to prayer.
Hey, Zach, how can getting braces teach me something about the Bible?
Hi, Reagan. Think about why you're getting braces. Because your teeth are not as straight as you want them to be, right? The Bible is kind of like braces. It helps us keep our lives straight. King David wrote about this in Psalm 119:9 when he said, "How can young people keep their lives pure? By obeying your commands." I hope that your braces help you, and I hope that you read your Bible too. I'm Zach, and this is Keys for Kids.